Some people express a burning desire to be different by dressing alike. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Some people express a burning desire to be different by dressing alike. We think of our young people much like that, that they go to school and they don't want to wear a uniform, but the school plans to have them wear a uniform so they look alike. The children are not naturally too happy about that, but they dress alike. So then you go to other schools where children do not have uniforms, and you find that they dress in segments. In other words, if their group wears black, they wear black. If their group wears garish colors, they wear garish colors. If their group has orange hair, they have orange hair. If their group has green hair, they have green hair. They try to dress alike by saying that they want to be different. And indeed, in a way, they are different, because school is not their only experience. They have their home life, they have their parents, they have their family, they have their other people in the community that see them, and the people think to themselves, oh, teenagers, oh my goodness. Well, it's not just teenagers, it's adults also. Adults also like to do this. They go to Hawaii, as we said the other day, they take these beautiful Hawaiian shirts and colorful and things that they would never wear at home, and they buy them and they wear them over there. Then whenever they're away from home, they wear them. And once in a while at home, they wear them, and people look at them and say, my God, you just got back from Hawaii, huh? And so then they take it off, because they don't want to have a label. They want to be really like other people. People don't really want to be different. People say they have a burning desire to be different. They want to be unique. They want to be special, but they're not special. They're just being quite like everybody else. And being quite like everybody else, what happens? Being quite like everybody else, they go nowhere quickly. And how do we respond to ourselves? How do we think of ourselves? We think, here we are in a monastery. And in a monastery, all the monks wear robes. Well, that's true of some monasteries, but the word monastery just seems to invite that idea. And church on Sunday, everybody dresses up in their Sunday best. They say it's your Sunday best, your Sunday go to meeting suit, you know. This is something just traditional. And it's your best clothes. And you're going out on a date. Well, you want to get all spiffied up. You want to get all made up as nice as you can. You want to look as attractive as you can to your friend that you're taking out on a date. And you want her to like you, or him to think you're wonderful, and that you're, you know, dressed really nice. And you take very great care with your hair, and very great care with your makeup, or with your crease of your trousers, or what have you. And you think, well, you know, I'm being different. You know, I'm just being me. Well, this is what everyone does. This is what everyone does. We're a world, really, of people who are very much alike. Now, how can you really, some people express a burning desire to be different. Now, what is the burning desire to be different? Not what the desire is, but what does it result in? What does the desire to be different result in? What sort of attitude does it come up with? Well, think about it. The attitude that it comes up with is an attitude of demand for yourself to fulfill something very significant in your life. The demand for you to accomplish something that no one else has accomplished. That's what being different means. And when you have this demand to accomplish something that nobody else has accomplished, how do you do it? Now, some people do it by having a different car. And then the neighbors get the same car, so you don't have a different car along. Some people do it by going to a different philosophy. They want to be different. It's not the matter that the philosophy is beneficial to them, but they want to be different. This sort of thing can lead us nowhere. What we want to do is to be ourselves and have fun, and that may be quite different. When you are yourself and have fun, you are doing that which you're guided to do from the depth of your being. And when you're guided to do this from the depth of your being, you're going to have magic taking place in your life. And the magic that takes place in your life is that you like yourself, that you're happy with yourself, you're enjoying your own company, You're doing things that are delightful and charming and uplifting and rewarding. You're thinking, wow, yes, life is good. Life is filled with peace and wonder. Life is fantastic. And when you do that, then you feel good about yourself. You feel very good about yourself. People who feel good about themselves, you can be sure, like themselves. People who feel good about themselves are being themselves and having fun. And they're not always being what the rest of the world wants them to be. We had a young man who contacted us, and he wanted to take the courses, and he wanted to walk the inner path in a very beautiful, definite way. And we said, go for it. So he walked the course, and he did a very beautiful way. But in the process, he found that he didn't like his job. And he found that he didn't like the work that he was doing, because it was what he felt, well, actually what he was doing was judging his job. And he felt that it was not proper. And so the next thing he knew, he was fired. You see, anytime you don't like your job, you don't like the people you work with, you don't like your world, you get discharged from it. Sometimes the discharge is death. But when you don't like something, you're discharged from it. Now, he was fired. And he said to himself, now what do I do? Now what do I do? Well, you see, it's a foolish thing for us to dislike whatever we're doing, because we liked it when we went there. It's like marriage. You dislike your wife or husband after a while because you have grown in a way of understanding, and they may not have grown. But in your way of understanding that you have grown should make you a better person and more desirable as a mate. But that's not always the case. So it is when you are working on a job and you grow beyond what the job does for you, and you feel that it is limiting to you. So you get fired because you won't quit. Because you're status quo, you like to stay with things as they are. You don't want things to be different. And so you're fired. And so what do you do next? What you do next is you take the time, now that you're not working, you take the time to just take one day, if you will, and go off by yourself and meditate. And it can be in your own room, it can be in the park, it can be anywhere at all. And you just sit quietly and you say, okay, what is my next step? And then you just listen and listen and listen. And if you have trained yourself in meditation at all, you will listen and you will hear and you will be guided. And the step will be as obvious to you as anything can be. You wonder how a job can come to you, or how a circumstance can come to you that you want and that blesses you, when you don't go out and look for it. Well, a man and a woman walk into a building, and they don't know each other, and they look over at each other, and zing, they say, hey, I like that person. I want to know that person. And so then they do everything they can to get to meet them. Now, this is, so to speak, your divine guidance from within yourself. You have attuned yourself with someone who is harmonious with the same things that you are, but you don't know it. And so you want to get to know them. Well, the same is for the job. You feel guided to go do something about a job. Oh, that's too good for me. Oh, that's too big for me. Oh, that demands too much. Go for it. When you feel guided to go and do anything, go and do it. Perhaps you're wrong. Perhaps it isn't the right thing for you, but start following your guidance. And as you start following your guidance, you'll build up the confidence and the ability to follow your guidance more completely and more completely. And pretty soon, you find that your guidance is correct. You have to get over some of this personal desire for things. And you know what a personal desire is? A personal desire is that I'm not good enough for that job. Personal desire is that that job demands too much of me and I'm not ready for that. A personal desire is that, there's a dozen people going after that job, you know, and why would I get that job when a dozen people? There was a story in the British Digest a while back where there were 200 candidates going for a job, and they chose 20. And one of the 20 was a young man who had no knowledge at all in the field. He was a general knowledge person, but no knowledge of the specific job that was at hand. The job was being a mechanic on airplanes. He was a mechanic on cars, and So he applied himself. But with the diligence that he showed as he applied for the job, with the diligence he showed as he was given a workup to see whether he really liked it or not, they immediately took to him. They immediately thought he was great. Well, unfortunately, with that came a feeling of superiority to him. And he felt superior to the others because here he was, you know, not qualified in aircraft mechanics, and yet he was chosen of 20 above all the rest to be in the aircraft mechanics. Well, he got the job, and he applied himself very diligently. He did a good job. He worked for many years in doing a very fine job. And then he was moved into another area of propeller inspection. And in the area of propeller inspection, he inspected the propellers very carefully. But he felt, I know what I'm doing. I'm damn good, you know. And he allowed himself to not carefully inspect all the aspects of it because it looks okay, you know. A kiss and a promise, because that can be happening. Aircraft inspection can be a kiss and a promise. Mark and I walked around our aircraft one day. We didn't even notice the propeller was missing. Ha! Huh. I mean, my God, how stupid can you be? Well, it's not stupid. It's carelessness. It's carelessness with doing the check out according to the way it was designed. Well, one of the airplanes, or an airplane, used the propeller that he had inspected and approved of, and it crashed and killed many people. And they went back and back and back until they found that it was the propeller that had been false, that had not stood up. And then they found the checker who was doing it, and they found it was this young man. And they checked into his background, checked into how he did things, and they found that he was a little careless. Of course, many are careless and don't get taken to task for it, but many are. And so when he realized that he had been the fault of that aircraft crashing because he hadn't checked the propeller properly, each person doing their job properly, he felt very sad about it, and he felt very remorse about it, and it changed his whole life. It perhaps gave him a stability in himself, but with the death of all the people, to give him stability is kind of expensive, you might say. However, nothing happens by chance. Now, he wanted to be different, and yet he wanted to be the same. He knew he was good, but in being good, he got cocky about it, and he felt he was superior. And in feeling he was superior, he didn't listen. He didn't do his job well. He didn't do the things that were asked of him at the time he was asked to do them with extreme unction, with extreme care. Well, we are asked to do that. If you want to have that perfect job, have that perfect relationship, have anything that is lovely in your life, you don't want to be different. You want to listen to the divine inside of you. Get accustomed to listening to the divine and following what the divine has to say. And this is why I suggest time and time again to all of us that we take time in meditation and introspection to listen within. And not only listen within, but listen and be guided from within. What should I do? If you ever feel upset with anyone, stop and listen within. Train yourself to listen within instantaneously so that you can do that, and then you'll come up with the right answer. You'll come up with just count to 10 or do whatever, and then go to that person and say, look, I have a bad feeling about you, and it's my fault, and I don't like to have a bad feeling about you. I'm sorry. Will you accept me as a friend, or will you, whatever you're guided to do, do it. But the thing is, if you don't do that, then you feel superiority, and you are less than your greatest self. Some people have the burning desire to express themselves and to be different, and by dressing alike. Do we do that? Do we do that? Do we take the course and we say, oh, I know all that stuff? Or do we take the course and say, that's just the first step into my own inner awareness of who I am? It's just something that guides me to be aware of the divine in me. It is so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful. If that's how we look at it, then we are on the right track. And I would suggest that we're all on the right track now as we begin to recognize that it's not a matter that being different by dressing alike, but it's a matter of learning to listen within, to be ourselves and have fun, learning to follow our own inner guidance, inner judgment. And in doing that, it will never cause us to think improperly. We sometimes think that our inner judgment tells us that we shouldn't pay attention to this, or we shouldn't be responsible for that, or we shouldn't do this or that. And that our inner judgment never tells us that. Our inner judgment only tells us what to do. What to do, how to act, how to think, how to feel about ourselves, our life, and our world. So, as we train ourselves to listen to our inner judgment, life becomes much smoother, much more harmonious, much more rewarding, much more fulfilling. So, practice on that, and you will see that life can be beautiful. And if you're without a job, sit and meditate for a while and think, what is it I really want to do? Where do I want to go? What are my values? And how will I achieve it? And when you do that, the door opens for you to have the magic and wonder of life come into your world beautifully and fully now. I love you. I love you. I love you.